Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with dying trees being decorated, the success of the Royal Norfolk Show, and a local organisation is interested in taking over Wensum Lodge.
We mentioned the possible sale of Wensum Lodge earlier in our news. A Jewish heritage group has now launched a bid to take over part of Wensum Lodge for a museum which would highlight Norwich's dark past as a birthplace of anti-Semitism. The site would be based in a part of the complex which has been associated with the city's Jewish community for 800 years. As well as celebrating this link, the scheme would also focus on Norwich's role as an incubator of anti-Semitism, as the source of the so-called blood libel, which triggered centuries of persecutions.
Barbers, boozers and toy shops have hit out at plans for roadworks, which will cause serious disruption in a busy part of Norwich for 8 weeks. Boundary roadwork will take place at its junction with Mile Cross and Helsdon, after shopkeepers had initially protested against plans to close it last year, prompting Norfolk County Council to postpone the works. But now, works to replace traffic lights and resurface the road, costing a total of £800,000, will go ahead on July the 10th and see the A140 Elsham Road, Cromer Road and Reefham Road closed at the boundary junction. Businesses on the street say the works will decimate trade. Norfolk County Council said the work is part of a countrywide traffic signal replacement programme, which involves updating traffic lights to ensure they continue to meet current standards and work reliably and efficiently. In addition, road surface maintenance on Boundary Road and Mile Cross Lane will be coordinated with the traffic light works to reduce future disruption at this busy junction. To minimise the duration of the works and minimise the impact on Ring Road traffic, it will be necessary to have road closures on Reefham Road, Cromer Road and Elsham Road at the boundary junction. Diversion routes will be signed accordingly. The Ring Road will remain open with a 20 miles per hour speed limit in place through the works area. These measures are essential to safely carry out necessary work.
From farming fans to embracing community cohesion, tens of thousands of visitors to this year's Royal Norfolk Show were treated to a fantastic first day. Taking place at the Norfolk Showground, the two-day event welcomed more than 42,000 visitors. Mark Nicholas, Managing Director of the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, said, "We're pleased with how many people have come along already, and it's been encouraging to see how many families come and enjoy what we've got on offer." Highlights from the show included an action-packed timetable in the Grand Ring, including a performance led by Gareth Malone with around 50 of Norfolk's schools. Around 700 unsung heroes will be recognised after 283 organisations nominated the people working in their local area for Community Champions Tribute.
Craft Crazy City Folk will soon have a new shop to explore amid a boom in traditional DIY hobbies. Picklet and Chestnut is planning to bring back the art of macrame, which reached peak popularity in the 1970s when it opens in Chantry Place at the end of next month. The store, named after owner Jem Spalding Tunnicliffe's children, will open in a central stand opposite Boots and premises products made of eco-friendly materials. Macrame is a knotting technique used to make a variety of creative hanging home decorations and has seen a rise in popularity after people took up new crafts during lockdown. Jem, a former UEA student who is also a science and physics teacher, says her offering will be different to everything else on offer. Jem, who grew up in Blowfield, has a pop-up in John Lewis and Boots stores in Norwich since lockdown ended. Now she will employ two members of staff to look after the new stall in the shopping centre.
People in Norwich's Connaught Road are highlighting their feelings over dying trees by decorating them. To protest to Norfolk County Council about what has happened, neighbours congregated to decorate the dead street trees with ribbons, leaves, flowers and messages to officials. They hoped it would highlight what they believe are the council's failures to provide adequate resources for planting new trees and their maintenance. A citizen survey of street trees in Nelson Ward last year found 75 dead or missing street trees, and further trees have since died from the heat waves and drought. A Norfolk County Council spokeswoman said, "Streets such as Connaught Road can be a challenging environment for trees to thrive, especially after long spells of hot, dry weather, such as those we've experienced last year and this. We're trying to replace those that don't survive when we can. We've made an application to the local authority Tree Fund this year, together with other local councils, to increase tree planting across the county, including in Connaught Road."
7 years after a devastating blaze tore through Norwich's library, rendering the building obsolete, the city's forum was opened. The renowned architect, Sir Michael Hopkins, the man behind the famous building, has died at the age of 88. One of the leading British architects of his era, he leaves behind a legacy of work, including Portcullis House at the Palace of Westminster and the Mound Stand at Lord's Cricket Ground, to name just a drop in his architectural ocean. Born on May the 7th, 1935, in Poole, Dorset, to parents Gerald, a builder, and Barbara, they decided that when he was 12, he would be an architect. He attended a public school in Sherborne before going on to study architecture at the Bournemouth School of Art. Aged 23, he enrolled at the Architectural Association in London. When lottery money for public architectural commissions started to flow around the turn of the millennium, Hopkins Architects built the Forum, a new covered public space in Norwich. It came about following the devastating fire caused by an electrical fault at Norwich Central Library on August the 1st, 1994. In it, thousands of historical documents and more than 100,000 books were destroyed. At the height of the blaze, more than 100 firefighters were involved, with the smoke visible 20 miles or 32 kilometres away. Now, almost 30 years on, the Millennium Library, based inside the Forum on the former library site, is one of the most popular in the UK.
Well, that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number. That's 01603 765 365, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on a Thursday, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. This evening your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one, Sarah Lusher was the editor, and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. So from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.
And from me, Jane Pratt, goodbye.